first want to say that we're so thankful to be with you all. We love you dearly, and thankful that the Lord gave those songs this morning. Because I want to write the thought on the board here is the ministry of songs. So, praise the Lord. The word hymn comes from a Greek word, hymnos. Hymnology means to study the history of songs. Is that already on? Okay. And the history of songs. And I love to study the history behind songs. And I'll share a few of that with you today, but also some scriptures. We just want to encourage you about how important it is to sing. Singing is just not to warm us up, which that does warm us up. We come in the presence of God. There's a scripture that says we come into His presence with singing. Singing. Lots of singing. As much as the Lord leads, you know. And it just encourages, it strengthens us, it blesses the service, it helps the minister to get up and feel free and feel encouraged, and it helps the prayers help. So we need to come to service with a song on our heart, or it might not be a special song on our heart. Sometimes God does give you a song on your heart. And I thank the Lord put songs on these dear ones this morning. And that's wonderful. We need special singing. And if you're called to sing and you have a good voice, and I believe that the Lord calls people that are qualified, except we accept everybody, because you know the Lord, He listens to everybody singing. He loves everybody singing. And He appreciates everybody. He wants you to praise God. But if you have a special calling and you're gifted, use that calling and let God work with you. We want to read some scriptures about singing. And the Lord definitely gave this to me, and I just was reveling in it before I came here. But Colossians 3 and 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You know, I've noticed that many songs in our songbook, if you just pick up your songbook, and we might need your help, and if we call on a song, and you help me out and sing with me. But I mean, whatever the Lord leads. But get your songbooks ready and look at those songs. If you open some of those songs, you'll find, "My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus." Okay, is there a scripture to that? Okay, let's see. Where's that scripture? "My name is in the book of life." Luke 10 and 20. So, see, songs teach us the Word of God. And so, Luke 10 and 20, it says here, "Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Yeah. So, many times, in some of our songs, you'll see above there, you'll see a scripture reference. Not all of them, but a lot of them have that scripture reference. So, it teaches us the Word of God. And that's why the scripture says here that we just read, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." When you know, and you get your songbook, many times when I'm praying and studying at home, I get my Bible and I get my songbook, and I get some history books or some commentaries. I have quite a pile there, and I just pray and I just revel in that and study and communicate with God. It's wonderful. But I have a little book and I brought it with me. I didn't bring it here to the pulpit, but it's the story behind songs. I bought it years ago. I have two of them, volume one and volume two from the Mardells. And it tells the history and story of behind the songs. And one I was reading this morning, it just really blessed me. But that song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine." And Fanny Crosby, I didn't know this, but she was blind, you know. You know the story about Fanny Crosby, that she wasn't born blind. But because the doctor put something in her eyes when she was a baby, they were trying to help her. Her parents were trying to help her. But it destroyed her eyesight. But she lived up into her 90s. But God used her anyway, used her mightily to write many thousands of hymns. The blessed assurance, we all know that. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Well, as I was reading that this morning, the history behind that is this brother that wrote music wrote the tune first. And he said, "Fanny, what does that speak to you?" And she said, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." And she wrote the first verse right then. Isn't that amazing? See, the gift of song, the gift that God puts in people, it's, a lot of people, maybe they've only wrote one hymn, but thousands. I mean, God can use us he can give you a hymn. He can give many people that have poetry, and they like to write poetry. It comes, they'll write a poem, and the Lord will bless that. And I was reading about one that she wrote this poem, and she didn't think it meant much. And she just cast it into the fire, and it came right back out. It came out, and it ended up being the song. I wrote it down here if I can find it. But anyway, it was, it might have been Clara Brooks. But anyway, I want to also mention Clara Brooks. The Virtue of Faith, 284. That is one of my favorite songs. And Clara Brooks wrote that song, and I was studying about her, and she wrote many songs in our songbook. And Clara Brooks lived till she was 98 years old, and she died in Tampa, Florida in 1980. I thought she was way back there. I mean, I thought she was born in 1882, but I thought she was way back there. I thought she had been gone many years ago, and I thought, I could have went to Florida. I could have talked to Clara Brooks. I didn't know it. But see, wouldn't that have been wonderful to talk to her? To visit with her? Just because she belonged to God and God used her. It would have been nice to sit down and talk to her about how the Lord gave her hymns, but we missed that one. But if we would know the history behind some of these things, if we would study, hymnology is studying the history of songs. We want to stir you up this morning to be encouraged to study some of these histories, and it enriches your life. It just blesses you. I songs have been so important to me. I loved music before I was saved, but I got saved when I was 18 years old. But the hymns and the Church of God songs are the most precious, sweetest treasures I have ever sang. I mean, when someone calls a Church of God song, we can witness because we understand the vision of the church. Yes. And it just goes all through our hearts and our soul. It just encourages and strengthens us. And men speak of a church triumphant as something on earth unknown. They think us beneath the tyrant until we shall reach our home. Thank God for a church triumphant, all pure in this world below. A kingdom that Jesus founded does triumph over every foe. See how that teaches us triumphs over all sin. And that just gives us courage. It gives us strength. And it just, I don't know, it just, oh, I'm just looking forward to going to Monarch and singing all these songs together. That's wonderful, isn't it? It's wonderful to be inspired. And so it says here, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." We wrote down 7 different things that came to our mind. One, why do we sing? We sing because we praise God through singing. We thank God through singing. If you go through the Bible, he said about prayer, he told the Pharisees, don't be like the Pharisees. They make long repetitions in their prayers, and he reproved them. But you never see anything in the Bible that God reproved anyone that wanted to sing for the Lord. If you sing for the Lord loves that. He loves praise. Yes. He loves praise. We can defeat. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know how you can resist the devil? Through singing. Now, I know if the enemy comes in and tries to discourage you, start a song. And I mean, you start singing, and I can feel the presence of God. I mean, haven't you ever done that? Just be at home and just thought, a song come to your mind, you start singing, and all that, you just feel the presence of God coming to you as you worship Him and sing, no matter where you're at. You know, we don't always have to be in service to sing. We can sing in the car, driving. We can sing at home, working. We do not ever have to be without God. We're never without God. We can sing and be encouraged and strengthened. Not very long ago, I was listening to a woman lecturing, and she said something that just made an impression on me. She wasn't one of the saints, but she said something like this. You need to sing every day a little bit. It does something for you. And I just thought about that. That is true. Of course, we always sing when we come to service. But what about when you're not in service? Do you sing every day? Why don't we get a challenge? Why don't we sing a little tune every day and see what happens? My, what time we get to Monarch, we'll be so happy. We'll be so full of joy. We might sing one or two, three songs a day. I mean, how could we be unhappy? You know, I just tell you what. I know that life is full of triumphs and joys, and there are problems too. But I tell you, I like to live on the positive side. I like to live happy. Don't you? Why, we got to go through this life. Why should we be down and discouraged? We want to go through happy. Yeah, we want to. God gave us our life to enjoy. The only thing He took away from us was the bad things, the sin, things that would hurt us, destroy us. But He wants us to be happy. Those little birds, when you go open the windows in the morning, what are they doing? Out there singing and chirping, and they're just full of joy. And they just, isn't it wonderful to hear those little birds? Well, you know, I remember Sister Catherine Williams, she says, I'm not going to let a rock cry out for me or praise God for me. I'm not going to let a bird outdo me either. I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing. And that little bird, God loves him. He said, not even one sparrow will fall to the ground. He wouldn't look. He said, but you're of more value than many sparrows. So He wants to hear you sing, not just the birds. He wants you to sing and praise God. Oh, I just thank the Lord for this scripture here. It says, the word of God will dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, praise God. The one thing, praising God. And also another thing, there's seven special things I wrote down. Joy. It will bring you so much joy. Who in the world doesn't want to have joy? Well, singing brings joy. And you know, listening to singing brings joy. And we got to get back to that too sometimes, you know. Get you some old tapes of the saints singing, or, you know, get something in your car about hymns, you know, and get your mind on God all the time. There's nothing wrong with that. That'll give you courage. It'll give you strength. Another thing, it gives you special spiritual strength. Singing gives you spiritual strength. Who doesn't want to be spiritually strengthened? Fill yourself up with songs and fill yourself up with joy. Why, you'll build yourself up with spiritual strength. You know, as I've got older, I have to have eyeglasses to see some of our songs, you know. But you know, praise God, most of the time I don't need them because I have them in my memory. I can just stand up and sing without eyeglasses. I don't need them because I have been singing them for 30-some years. No, no longer than that, 40-some years. Sorry about that. Almost 46 years in November. A little bit older than I realize here. But you know, praise God, 45 years I've been singing those songs and I've memorized them. Now, many of you have done that. You've memorized them. And I like to do that. Sometimes I'm at Monarch and I don't want to put my glasses on. And so one of the songs is easy for me to remember. There's some that you don't sing as often, you know. So I watch the song leader and hear it. He'll say one or two words, and I know the verse. I know the verse. He just say, I just watch his mouth, and when he says that first word, clicks, the whole verse comes to me. I got to keep my eyes on him, but I know that verse, and that really gives me joy. It gives me joy that I can remember that. And I just see the songs and the Word of God that you put in here. The Holy Spirit said He would bring it to your remembrance. It's wonderful. I know one time I was going down with my husband, we were just riding along, and all of a sudden a song came to me. I can't even think of it right now, but it was a song that I had heard years ago. And I thought, oh, the Holy Spirit just started singing it to me. Has that happened to you? The Holy Spirit just starts singing a song in your mind? And I thought, oh, that's a beautiful song. I forgot about that song. And then one time I was going down the street, and I don't know what I was crying about. It was years ago. I was driving. Something was bothering me, and I was praying to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me, "Live in my heart, ever cheer it with tender words of love." I said, "Oh, that's one of our songs." And when God spoke that song, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you to live in your heart and cheer it. And I said, "Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy." And immediately I started crying with joy. I wasn't crying for being sad no more. And I forgot what that was. But praise God, I was just so happy. I said, "Oh, God spoke to me with that song. Live in my heart, ever cheer it with tender words of love." And then there was another song that came to me the last couple of days since I've been in here. I don't know if you remember, but Sister Voldemort, Rita Voldemort, and her husband years ago got up at Monarch, and they were singing that song, "Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I shall never forget." But what was so amusing about it is just she got up without the words. She just thought the Lord did. The Lord wanted her to sing that song. But she didn't remember all the words. But as she got in the pulpit, she did it by faith. The words were coming. So we're all on that edge watching. And the Lord's giving her the words. And you can see she's going, "Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Oh, yeah. Day I shall never forget." Oh, it was amazing. And it says, "After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met." And every time she needed it, the Holy Spirit gave it to her. It was glorious. So, you know, we can be that way. We can be full of faith. It takes faith to do things for God. But the Lord wants you to have faith. And, you know, and say, "Well, I don't know if I can sing it just right. I don't know if I'll do it just right." You've got to do it for God. You've got to have faith in God. You've got to believe. If the Lord inspires you to do it, you've got to say it to the devil. "You know what? God's going to help me." That's what the devil tells me sometimes. He tries to tell me things. "How do you know the Lord's going to help?" "Don't even talk to me, devil. I don't want to talk to you. I know God's going to help me. He's going to help me through this. He's going to help me." You know, that's what we got to do. Have faith. And ask God to give you a song. Have you ever say, "Lord, just give me a song"? Many times, even in service, I'll sit there and I'll say, "Lord, give me a song." And I tell you what, we need to be ready. We are in a war. We're in spiritual warfare. Yeah. Songs are used for battle. Okay? That's just another thing. Why do we sing? We sing because songs are used for battle. And many times in the Old Testament, I'm going to read one in Chronicles, the Lord would call the singers to go forward first and praise and sing as the army was coming behind them. There they were at forefront, singing and praising. And so we can use the same thing in our spiritual warfare. We can use singing as to defeat the enemy. Praise God. I tell you, you get a lot of Christians together, get a lot of saints together singing hymns at wherever we're at here, and the Lord will come down and bless us. And His Spirit, it comes to us. We just know that in the spiritual world, it works that way, okay? So songs is very, very, very important. Let's turn over there about in Chronicles 20 and 15. Oh, it says here, read a little bit. "And when they began to sing and to praise," but let's read the verse before that, 21. "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Now see, this is where I think maybe special singing can go in. The minister is going to be getting up pretty soon, okay? So the singers and even the congregational singing, they sing. And they're pushing the devil right out the door, okay? Right out the door. They're right in front. And then the special singers get up after that, and they need to be led of God now. They need to be sanctified, saved people. They need to be godly people, holy people. And everything needs to be done in order. But if the Lord gives them that song, they need to move and give it to the Lord. And they need to be prepared. Sometimes God will just give you a message, maybe, right at service. Sometimes He might give you a song right at service. But many times, you need to be studying and praying ahead of time. And have it in your heart and mind and be ready. And then if the Holy Spirit leads you, you have got it already ready. Sometimes you don't have time, and you've got to do it when you do have time. And when you come to service, have the studying done. Have a song in your heart. And then wait. Wait till the Lord tells you to move.
Yes.
But you can't be idle, and you can't be just, you know. You got to take it serious. You got to study and pray and be ready for God to use you. And come, you know, when we come to Monarch, we you know, pretty soon, Lord willing, we'll go. Let's go with studying and praying and fasting and whatever we can do. And, you know, I read in these a lot of these old books, you know, sometimes one would fast, because some people say, I cannot fast all day. I get sick. But you sometimes you can fast a special meal. Sometimes people like breakfast. Leave the breakfast alone or leave the lunch alone. Whatever you really like, and spend that time in prayer. So you can do it. You can do it. The Lord can help you to be what God wants you and be prepared. And dear ones, you know, many times a special song, it could drop on you at service. But many times maybe you need to study that song and practice that song at home or songs and pray to God. So when God says, oh, I've got some people over there, they know that song. And this goes with the message today. He puts it right on you. You remember that song you've been studying? Remember that song? It's time right now. Sing. But, you know, we can't come in the house of God and not be prepared. We need to be prepared. We're in warfare. And, you know, the Lord appointed those singers. He appointed them. And he said, and when he had consulted the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. The Lord has already appointed you. If you have a gift and a calling, he's already appointed you as a singer. So therefore, you've got a responsibility to study this. And this hymnology, study the history of songs. Get in there and really study. Get songs on your heart. Listen to songs. Be prepared. We need to stir the saints up to be more. And I enjoyed this morning so much. And I'm not saying we don't have it. We do have it. But we want to encourage you more to be on duty.
Yes.
Not just the ministers. And the ministers need to be on duty. But the singers need to be on duty.
Yes.
And they need to come in. And the ones that we just sing, we sing along in congregational songs, we need to be on duty.
Yes.
Even if we don't sing specials, we still need to be on duty to pray and encourage the ones. Many times, you know, sometimes I'll tell them, I'll say, do you have a song? The other night I told the young people, I saw them the other day. I said, have you been studying a song? Do you have a song? And then sometimes they say, well, yeah, I don't know. I'm getting ready to leave tomorrow. I said, you're getting ready to leave tomorrow? Maybe the Lord will give you a song. I said, well, be led of the Lord. I always tell them, be led of the Lord. But, you know, we can encourage one another. Do you have a song? I do that a lot to the people that I know can sing. I say, have you been studying the song? Have you prayed about it? Because I love songs. It does something for me. It encourages me. And I know if it encourages me, it's going to encourage other people. And that's what another thing of the seven things I wrote down, that is what it lifts up other people. It is when we sing, we build up others. That's what singing is for. That's what special singing is for. It's not, you know, it's to build up others. It's to encourage others. It's to encourage the message. You know, I was just thinking this morning, thank God there was a couple specials, because I needed something to go along with this message, you know. And thank God that the Lord inspired some singing. You see how the Lord works. The Lord works, and sometimes we get really nervous about things and in our flesh, and we think, oh, I don't know how this is all going to work. How this is, you know, what are we going to say or what are we going to sing? But you know, we need to depend on the Lord to stir us and strengthen us and be like this. And it says here, the singers, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. I'm telling you, dear ones, there's a lot of beauty of holiness among us. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The Zion of God, the Church of God. I love the Church of God. That song that says, oh, I love thy church, O God. The church that Jesus built. Praise God, I love it. Don't you love it? Oh, praise God. Somebody pretty soon gets that song in your songbook, 87, songs of victory bringing. I want us to sing a verse of that in just a little bit. I think it's 87. But it says here, and they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. You know, one time I got healed. No, two times I got healed by praising the Lord. That's right. In Michigan, I was had a terrible pain for a month. I think it was kidney stones. And I was downstairs listening to the hymns of the saints. And my husband, so he could sleep upstairs, he had to work. So I went down there, and I was playing my hymns. And I was hurting, and I was saying, Lord, I don't know, understand about, you know, why I hadn't been healed, because I didn't think I was going to die. I didn't feel like I was going to die. But I didn't understand why I wasn't getting healed. But I said, no, I just praise you anyway, Lord. I love you, and I praise you. And I was just praising the Lord, and I felt His presence come down. And I felt the glory of the Lord. And the pain didn't go right then, but just it was like soon after, like a day or two, I was completely healed. But the Lord, and another time, I had a terrible headache before one of the children were born. It was like 36 hours, so I wrote it down. How many hours it was. It was horrible. And I hardly ever have, but oh, it was awful. And I had read the signs, you know, and all this about it. And I thought, I'm in real trouble, you know. I'm in real trouble. If the Lord don't heal me. But we were sitting in the living room. We were singing songs. Grandma and me and Jerry, we were just singing songs, you know. Just a little chapel up there in Michigan before we moved to Oklahoma. And then Grandma said, honey, just get up and praise God. And I said, while I'm hurting? And she said, yes. Just get up. I did everything Grandma told me. She was like my little pastor. And she said, yes, honey, you get up and praise the Lord. I said, okay. And so I got up. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord for healing me of this headache. It's just leaving, Lord. It's just leaving. You know, I just kept praising the Lord. I said, I know I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be healed. Praise the Lord. I looked at her, and she's what? Yeah, just keep on doing that. So I kept doing it. And all of a sudden, the Lord took it away. All of a sudden, it felt like angels came in the room, and the glory filled my soul, my being. And I'm going, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. And she looked at me. She goes, did it go? Did it really go away? And I said, yes. She just kept one. She thought I was really getting into it. But yeah, I was getting into it because it was gone. Oh, praise the Lord. We can sing and we can praise the devil away. I'm telling you, it's the truth now. I'm not, it's the truth. It never came back. It never came back. The Lord, there's power in this, saints. There's so much power in this singing and praising God. And you learn from this. It says here, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten when they began to sing and to praise God. Now let's sing a verse of that, 87. You help me sing at least one verse in the chorus. Songs of victory, yes. 87. 6 or 7? 6, okay. Singing unto the Lord Most High, victory, victory singing, let all the saints draw nigh, for there can be no failure while Jesus leads the band. And victory, victory, victory shall turn on every hand. Victory shall be the chorus. Victory our watchword and song. Jesus is marching before us, leading His army along. Praise God. Now, did that not encourage you? Don't you feel like you're full of victory? Oh, I tell you, I love it. I just love how the Lord works with us. There's another song that Fanny Crosby wrote, and you may not know this one. I'll just quote some of the words. But it's so sweet. If someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing, but all the joy when I shall wake within the presence of the King. And I shall see Him face to face. Yes. and tell the story, Saved by Grace. She once said, that's why I want to see the face of Jesus first. Oh, I tell you, there's so rich of the man that wrote the old rugged cross in 1913. He lived till he was 85 years old in Michigan. It says in Reed City, Michigan, I don't know if it's still there, but they said there's a 12-foot cross there in memory of him, of the old rugged cross. He said that the music was wrote to the old rugged cross before the Lord gave him the words. But, oh, I tell you, there's so many sweet things, so many treasures. I just want to encourage you to look up the treasures. We obey God when we sing. We have joy. It just fills us with joy. We build up each other. It's just so many things. And I want to read just a little bit over here in Psalms. You know, has the Lord ever gave you a song in the night? Yes. You know what that's like? Yes. When you needed a song, and the Lord gives you a song. It says 77 of Psalm and 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. A song in the night. The Lord many times comes to us in the hardest times of our life. The hardest battles we have, He'll give us a song. Isn't He sweet? We heard about the amazing God. He's amazing, isn't He? And He loves us. And He wants to give us courage. And He wants us to be blessed of God. And over here in Psalms 104:33, it says here, more about singing. There's so many scriptures, we probably can't read them all. But 104:33 says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. I love to sing. When I heard that woman say that the other day, I thought, she's not even one of the saints. She said, you should sing every day. I thought, you know what? That's what we should do. So I started trying to do a little singing by myself, you know. I've even wrote little songs up, and then I forget them because I don't write them down always, but I probably should write them down. And I wrote down some of them. But you know, we can just sing and make little tunes to the Lord, and the Lord's presence comes down. It's so wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? Wonderful how God works with us. 105:33, it says here, oh, praise God. I mean, I didn't get that just right. But 104:33, anyway. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God. Let's turn over here to Psalms 149. Just read a little bit of this Psalms. Speaking to yourselves. There's another scripture we didn't read there, Ephesians. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Speak to yourself. Encourage yourself. That's what the Lord wants to do. Psalms 149:1-2, it says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. I like to sing those. I remember one time at Monarch, the Lord gave me a song. I am a child of God. I needed some encouragement, and I went to pray in a cabin somewhere before I had a cabin. Someone let me borrow their cabin. And I went in there, and I was praying to the Lord, and the Lord gave me that song. My Heavenly Father is caring for me.
Amen.
My bark is guiding o'er life's rugged sea. Though storms overshadow and billows are wild, they cannot overwhelm me, for I am His child.
Yeah.
His own loving child. And I tell you what, He spoke that to me, and I went out and I was encouraged. I stayed right there and I was encouraged. You know, the Lord, He speaks and He gives us a song. It's wonderful. He loves us so much. Oh, He just loves us. And then we wonder, you know, dear ones, I haven't been looking around. I don't know. I haven't been looking around too much. I see sometimes hands going up, but I don't know how many times you put your hand up or the young people are putting their hands up. I just want to sing this. I read this because, you know, why we put our hands up, it's in the Bible. We put our hands up because we're saying, I agree with those words. And I praise God for those words.
Yeah.
And I accept those words. And I say amen to those words. And it says in 63, this is something we shouldn't get away from. It says in the third verse of 63 of Psalms, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, and I will lift up my hands in thy name. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Praise God! And I'm going to sing, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be joyful, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to... special singers, I'm going to study, and I'm going to sing and practice. And we're going to get together, and we're going to sing and praise. You know, what if the preacher's never studied? Be kind of bad when we're waiting for a message, good message. Oh, nobody studied, nobody has nothing. What would we do? Well, the preachers have to study. The singers need to study. Sing and practice. Get better. Do your very best. I just want to encourage you. I love all of you. I love the singing. I love the singing among the saints. I tell you, the singing drew me. And I tell you what, I remember when I first came with the saints, Sister Anita, you know, Sister Anita Adams. Is Adams Brother Adams is the minister. Yeah. And Anita, she was about 10 years old. When I got saved when I was 18, she's about 10 years old. And she was not far from me. And I had never been around the saints, okay? I was not raised with the saints. And she was singing, what if the master should come tonight? And I remember that song 45 years ago, watching that little girl. I said, I never seen a little 10-year-old girl that could sing a hymn like that. And she was just singing it loud. And I just staring at her. I just, you're amazing me. You're just amazing me. And you know, I never, and I told her about that before. I've told her about it lots of times, I mentioned. Oh, how I love to hear the saints singing. When I come with the saints, oh, the singing. And I remember my daughter Tammy, she married Bill. He got saved and came with the saints. He met Craig Dixon in college, and he went and got saved at Brother Stanley's house. And he's been a pillar in the church. And Bill said when he come among the saints, it was awesome. It was awesome. When he heard their singing, it was awesome. And that's what it is. It draws people. The singing draws people. They have problems. They have trials out in the world. They have troubles. And they don't, when they come among the saints and they're singing those beautiful songs, it draws them. And some people have said, what kind of songs have you been singing over there? Some of these people that have come out from the world, what kind of songs are theirs? Where'd you get those songs? And you know what, dear ones? We've been singing those songs for years and years, and we haven't got tired of them.
Amen.
I haven't got tired of them. They're still rich. They're still anointed. God still blesses them. We can add some to them, but you know, we can't take away from these songs of Zion. We love them. They're wonderful. Brother D.S. Warner, when he got his little group together, they said they could hear them singing, coming to the farms and stuff, maybe I guess in their little wagon. They were an open wagon, just singing their little hearts, just singing so loud. Here comes the saints, they said. They're coming, they're singing. Well, they don't have anything over us. We can sing too. We can sing too. If we had a wagon, we could get in there, we could sing. We have cars and stuff, but if we could get a wagon, we can do the same thing. Praise the Lord. They have nothing over us. We can sing. Yes, we can. We can praise God. Yes, we can. And yes, we will. Praise the Lord. We will. We will sing to the Lord and make joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord today for His blessings. Praise God. Oh, I just want to just leave you with a couple more little scriptures or one more scripture. Isaiah 51:11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Do we know what Zion is? The church of God. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise God. And praising. I was mentioning to my daughter on the way to service about years ago when they prayed and they had fasted for that little sister that was blind. They put her on the altar there at one of their camp meetings, and they're waiting for her eyes to get open, okay? And when her eyes opened up, and she could see, and of course they're going to be happy, And so they're praising God and they're shouting and they're happy. And they said they could hear him from miles away for the cabin. I tell you what, we would do shouting. We've done some shouting. We've done some praising God. We've done some great singing, haven't we? Haven't we? We're going to do some more at this new tabernacle. Yes. You know, Lord, help me with that new tabernacle. Did I love it? The Lord talked to my heart, and he said, it's okay. He said, remember you had an old chapel over there at Guthrie? And I said, yeah, Lord, I remember. And he said, remember you got the new building? Didn't I come over there with you? I said, yeah, you come over there with me. He said, well, I'm going to go over there to that new tabernacle there. Yeah. Praise the Lord! He said, that's just the building, the seats, wherever they get together. We don't worship the building anyways. We got sweet memories. Oh, I love that old minor tabernacle. I'm not taking away from that. But, you know, the Lord's going to go over there with us. And we're going to sing, and we're going to praise, and we're going to be happy. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so happy today. I just love the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I shall never forget. Day I shall never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Well, I could probably go on, but I feel like that's enough. But anyway, dear ones, maybe you have a song. Maybe you have a song, and I just want to encourage you to keep on singing. Very important. These scriptures teach it. Keep on singing for the Lord, and the Lord will bless us. Pray for me.